Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast. It is your host, Stoss. Meredith is not with me today, but I do have a very, very special guest. We have Kenzie Elizabeth.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Of course. Yeah, so Kenzie's a full-time blogger, YouTuber. She's into health, fashion, beauty, all that good stuff. And yeah, so in this episode, we're just going to be getting into our faith, testimonies, mental health, social media, business, stuff like that. I'll be asking Kenzie a bunch of great questions. So yeah, we're excited to chat and keep on listening. So, Kenzie,
yes.
Tell me more about yourself. What's your testimony, your faith walk too? I know you mentioned a little bit that you felt from the church, and just like if you have a testimony, go ahead and you can just, the floor is yours.
Yes, so I'm 23 now, to give like a little backstory, but yeah. I grew up in Texas, so it's very like culturally Christian. It's just like a very different sort of vibe here. Uh-huh.
You say it's different from LA to Texas, because you said you lived here for five years.
So I went to a church, yeah, so the church that I was at in LA and just the people I was around in church in LA, mm-hmm. a lot of them were like new Christians, and so I felt like they were reading the Bible for what it was versus like Judah Smith a few years ago had a sermon series, and it was something like truth over tradition. He's like, what if we dropped our like tradition? So I think a lot of it like honestly isn't even biblical, of like certain things, or like we have certain things on hierarchies, and I don't know. It's just like a different sort of vibe. Yeah. And now there's a lot of it I actually like appreciate in a way, yeah. But I don't think it was just like not very conducive at the time. So
yeah.
I was going through a really hard time. I've dealt with like mental health issues for like as long as I can remember.
Uh-huh.
And I went to church camp. This is the most Texan story you'll ever hear. And I like radically.
How old are you?
Like 12 or 13.
Okay.
And it's with the friends that I'm still like, to this day, are my best friends. Like I was just on the phone with one of them like right before this. So it's like, we're still so tight. But yeah, I went to church camp and it was just kind of like, I'm like a very all or nothing kind of girl, which isn't actually the best quality I've come to realize. But yeah, I was really serious. I was super involved. I mean, I was on a mission trip like a month later. Like I was just like, I was dating the pastor's son within weeks. I mean, it's really unbelievable what I did at this time in my life.
She said, I'm full send.
Yeah, I said, I'm full send. And yeah, I ended up having a really bad experience around like my sophomore year of high school that mm-hmm. was honestly like kind of traumatic now that I look back on it, and it caused me to leave the church, which in I also caused me kind of end up leaving my relationship with God. Like I think I was planning on going elsewhere and I just didn't, and then I just like was like whatever.
Yeah.
So around that time I had just started my YouTube channel.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of focused on that, and ultimately that's kind of like what brought me back to church, because I ended up moving to LA when I was 17.
Uh-huh.
And I was there for about a year, and I was like drinking a lot, and I'm not anti like most things, honestly. It's not even that. It's just for me, one, the amount I was drinking was not good, but two, alcohol became a depressant for me.
Yeah.
So it was like a combination of like, I'm not really drinking for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And then also, it just became a really negative, like, aspect of my, like, coping mechanism kind of thing. So I ended up asking a friend. Well, at this point, like, some people that I knew in LA started going to a really popular church on the street. And I was like, wait, what? You guys are going to church? Like, this is so weird. And, like, none of them go now. And I'm the one who ended up in Bible college. So, like, please, like, do that. Make sense. And so I remember texting one of them one day and I was like, hey, like, can I come with you? And I went, and I remember just sitting there and I was like, I'm going to have to unlearn everything that I've learned and relearn it.
Mm.
Because even though there was a lot of like legalistic things or just certain things I didn't agree with,
mm-hmm.
still like I'm kind of a sponge. And even to this day, like it's something I'm working on. Like it almost like made me feel suffocated, because even if I didn't agree with it on a biblical aspect, like level, as far as like judgment and things like that.
Yeah.
It was like something I felt like I had to unlearn. So that was a journey. I ended up going to Bible college. Like I said, I'm very all or nothing sort of guy.
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. And it was just a really good experience. And I've just been back. I think now I'm trying to figure out, like, I was in a very, volunteer heavy culture, and I mm-hmm. think I'm like an Enneagram type 3, so like I'm an overachiever or like whatever, mm-hmm. and I think now just where I'm at, I'm trying to figure out Because I've always felt like I have one foot in like both worlds, and I feel like mm-hmm. I'm supposed to. I don't feel called to like traditional ministry by any means, but mm-hmm. I think there's like a pastoral call on my life. I know that.
Yeah.
I think now I'm just trying to like figure out, not like the in between, but like, because I put so much pressure on myself, and because I now don't feel like I need to be serving at a church for 12 hours a day, just because like of the season that I'm in right now, I don't feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I think I'm just trying to figure all of that out now. I don't know, but that's the story.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's great. You went to Bible school. I've heard so many good things about just Bible school in general. I had friends that went to, Ventura Bible College, but, so like, you were saying you were like so you're trying to find like the healthy medium right now, because I feel like you were serving so much, because Bible college, you got to put in the hours.
Oh, I mean, it's like
hours.
And I was also working full-time, and I was doing so many things full-time, and I think like it technically was a church plant, so it's just like it was a lot. And I think that was like such an amazing thing for me at that time, like it was a really good thing for me then, but it's not really like what I feel like I need to be doing now. And I think like learning to not put that pressure on myself now has just been a really hard thing for me to walk through. Like, I was actually,
did you feel like, cause you know, you're in Bible school and you're working full time. Like, cause there's like, has to be a healthy medium when serving because you want to versus you're forced because you have to do hours. So do you feel like it was another job, like it was just like work and you weren't really enjoying it? Because I feel like once you start to serve and you're doing it because you're like, I'm serving in the church, because not only we're all called to serve at some point, but just to serve for God and to love others and to love people. Yeah. Or was it like, I'm forced to kind of do this? It's kind of like, I'm kind of like running around like a headless chicken. I have to work full time. I have to put in the hours. But also you said that you were coping really bad when you first got to LA. So this has kept you busy probably and kept you.
It was honestly good for me. Like I loved serving and it gave me like the community that I could have like never, I couldn't have asked for better. Like still to this day, like some of my closest friends. But I do feel like I was just really, really busy for 2 years straight.
Wow. Okay.
And I think more than anything, it's not really that I was like, oh, I don't want to be serving. It's just that like I actually used to be afraid of graduating because I loved what my life was and I didn't want to go back into like the quote unquote real world because I was in such a bubble.
Yeah.
And I think that like God just kind of like prepares your heart and shifts your heart. And over time, like as I've gone through different life transitions, like I always find like maybe I don't feel fully ready, but my heart has changed about something.
Yeah.
And so I think that more than anything, I just felt the pressure of like, okay, but when I'm not a full-time Bible college student, I can't keep this up. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And it's literally been a year and I feel like I'm still walking through that, but just because obviously like COVID put out whatever.
Yeah.
But just like finding freedom and like, I can have a freeing relationship with God and it doesn't have to be like, I have to like check off all these boxes and whatever. And not that those boxes are bad to check off, but when you're not in, I think the best headspace with it, I think sometimes it can get difficult. I think like serving, I loved it and it's amazing, and I think everyone's called to serve the local church anyways. I don't think that serving the local church though always looks like serving on like the serve team. I think there's different ways that people do it at different times as well. Mm-hmm. But just like finding the transition, I think post Bible college has definitely been interesting. And I talked to my friends about this who we went to school with, and like most people feel this way to some extent. I think I just like put so much pressure on myself, so I just like made it worse for like no reason. I don't know, it's just like figuring it out and like what, you know, like my life looks like in certain different seasons of life.
Yeah, that's so good, that's so important. Yeah, because now you're in this season, like how are you doing now spiritually, mentally? Like obviously I know last year was a lot for, I don't know how it was for you, but it was a lot for a lot of people. But like coming out of Bible college and coming out to maybe the real world for you, like how's that shifted, and how's like your relationship with God now? Obviously like everyone's different, so how is it for you?
I think I'm right now, I'm probably in the best place I've been in like years. I'm so like happy and fulfilled and like content with who I'm around.
Mm-hmm.
And also like I feel like I've given up a lot of what I thought my life would look like,
yeah,
and a lot of control in that sense, which has been really helpful. And something I'm just like really working on, like living in freedom. I think that's, yeah. And I had a really good conversation with a friend from school actually this past week. We were literally on Robertson like crying with Chacha Matcha, but I was just like, I was kind of just like opening up about how I felt about certain things and whatever. And like, I don't know, honestly, like it's not even anything that was said in that conversation, but I just remember like coming back to Texas and I'm like, I feel so much better and I feel so much more free and I don't feel like I'm hated or like not valued because I'm not, you know, my whole life isn't like the local church right now. And that was, like I said, always a fear. Like I remember talking to a mentor of mine my last semester of college and I was like, I'm honestly just really worried that like when I'm out of school and I'm not serving to that extent, I'm just dropped from the face of the earth because that has happened and things that I've seen. And she was like, you know what? Like sometimes people are called to give financially. Like sometimes people are, I mean, everyone is called to tithe, but like in a bigger offering and like that's how they serve. And like, it looks different in different seasons. I know I keep repeating myself, but like, I just can't stress it enough. So I think just trying to like walk in freedom of like, I am just figuring it out. And also I put so much pressure on myself. Like I have treated myself like I was 40 for like 4 years. And I'm like, I'm 23. Like I need to be 23 for a second and just figure it out for myself. And it's been so freeing.
Good. I love how you said, you like were basically saying you thought your life would look a certain way, like coming out of Bible school or just like people are so holding on. Like even for me personally, holding on to what they think their life should look like.
Yeah.
Out of college or in the season you're in, and you're holding on so much control that God's like, do you trust me? Do you trust me in the next season of your life, even if it's uncertainty, unknown? I think that was like a wake-up call for me and for probably a lot of people last year. Like, do you trust in God even though the world is where it's at? And like, do we fully have faith that, you know, God will work things out for us or that we will find a full-time job even during a pandemic after we graduated college or like just having faith for me moving, like, is this going to work out or like, is this going to be okay? And I love how you said, like, you are just completely in this season of just like where you love and enjoy and just like, I'm sure you just kind of like let go of control and like let that freedom kind of like free you and make you feel so much better with life, because I feel like we all hold on to like what your life should be and look like, but it's like honestly whatever you do in life, it takes immense amount of patience and it takes immense amount of just having faith not only in God but just like in your circumstance. Like no one knew that last year a lot of people will be unemployed. Like it was hard for my family because not only that we like, because my family owns a small business, my stepdad does karate. And so they own, and I work for them. So it's like, no one knew that everything's going to shut down. My family had lost their home. Like they had to move out. It was like very hard, but what the whole point was like hanging on to the trust, like not trying to be so in control. Like my mom was trying to stay in control of like, we're going to keep this home. We're not leaving. This is that. And and God was like, no, you need to leave. There's so much hurt here that it needs to be sold. So it's like I feel like, you know, if you guys are listening, you're in a season of like holding on to just maybe fear or uncertainty or control of like this is how it's gonna be, or if not this is how it's gonna like come about. Like we can't control the future, only God can. And just like, of course, preparation and of course like working, you know, hard to do well in an interview or whatever you're doing, put in the work, of course, that's when the faith comes in. Like, okay, I graduated with my bachelor's degree in business. I have faith that I will find a good steady job. Like I will prep, you know, but it's like a lot of times we hold on to that control and we don't allow ourselves to have freedom or to have just, you know, like more peace and joy in life because we're just go, 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 or holding on to just like what should be, how it should be, when it's like, do you really trust God in this season, even though it's hard, you know? So yeah. It's like, I really love how you said that and just like how you are just completely surrendering and just like enjoying life now, which is very important, especially at 23. So
yeah, something that we were taught in college, and my friends and I talk about this all the time. It's like, I want to get really good at not getting my way. Because more often than not, that's like God's protection. Or honestly, a lot of the time, it's just like not now, right?
Yeah.
And I don't really talk about this online anymore, but I mean, I really haven't much. But I went through like a pretty big breakup, like last fall, and that was like a very serious relationship. Like we were talking, you know, forever, whatever. And while I won't say that it was like the most heartbreaking time of my life, because I really was like, I'm really, really done. It was hard for me more so in the sense of like, I thought that that was what my life was going to look like. And that was it. And now that it's like so different, I remember when it first happened and my friends and I were like, just give us 6 months and life is going to be so much better.
Yeah.
And we say it all the time now, like it's 6 months later. And I'm like, I've never been happier. I've never been more fulfilled. I've never been happy with who's around me. I so see why that relationship was not for me or for him. Like I so get it now.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously in the moment, like it really sucks and it's really hard. And that's why I think things like therapy and journaling and prayer and worship are so important, community especially.
For sure.
But it was definitely like a big thing of even now, whereas like I'm, you know, I've been moving forward in my life and things look different. I think sometimes I'm like, wait, is this wrong? Because it's not exactly what I saw for myself 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I think like at different times, like God only allows you to see a certain amount for a certain reason, right? For like many reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like when things don't go your way and when you're praying for something and it comes about in a different way, that's like typically a good sign, because God normally doesn't like come through exactly how we expect him to. But I just think like being really good at not getting your way from like a faith standpoint of like, I just believe that God has better for me, or I just believe that there's a reason that this is happening right now. Has helped me like immensely, especially as someone who's like an overachiever and I want to do all these things and whatever. Just like surrendering and being like, I'm 23, like I'm just gonna have fun. I'm living my life, like I'm doing the best I can, and like nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, that's so good. And like the whole quote of like rejection is redirection is so important, mm-hmm. because there's so many times in my life that I was like, I need this, or I need this job, or I want this to happen. And it's like, when it doesn't, you're like so disappointed, or you're just like, God, like what happened? Why did I get rejected from that job, from that boy, or from that apartment I wanted to get? Like, why? And it's like, we don't see the bigger picture up until you're like, okay, I see why the way this happened, like for your circumstance, like I see why, you know, this relationship didn't work out, and you're so much happier and you're so much better off obviously now, like just 6 months later. And so I just had a lot of friends during the pandemic get rejected from jobs that, you know, they're very educated, graduated 4 years, like super smart girls, and just like rejection after rejection. And they're like, why? I wanted this so bad. And then next thing you know, 2-3 months later, they get a better offer with a better company. There's just something way better that comes their way. And it's like, that's why God is like so just like prone to be like, do you have faith? Do you trust in me? Even if you don't like see the fruit or the seed that you're like, I wanted this so bad, God, and you're holding on to it. And God's like, let it go. Like, I have something so much better for you, and you don't even realize it. And that's why I feel like, you know, just realizing you won't realize it now, but in later you will. And that's actually a verse, I think it's in Matthew, it's like, you won't see the fruit of it now, but you will see that the seed that will come up later. So that's so good, that's so important, I feel like, for sure. So we can get into maybe, what is it your thing? I know you're super into lifestyle, fashion, beauty, all that. What's like your thing right now where you're just like not obsessed with, but you're just like love talking about? Maybe it could be like what you're excited for spring or summer. Like, what would you say you're most excited for coming into this? Not even, because it's a new year, it's like freshly 2021. So it's like, what are you most excited for maybe for summer or like this new year up to come? Because I know I'm so happy you're like so much happier now. And just like saying that online is just so important, because you're like giving hope to others, and like giving just like good advice to like, you know, like this, certain things will not work out, but it's for the best. So what would you say you're so excited for? Maybe it's like, you know, summer clothes, or like the weather, or like just overall, like this year, would you say?
I think like I'm so excited for summer, and I'm just excited to like be with my friends.
Yeah.
And I have friends who live all over. I have so many friends here, and I have friends who are also really like close to me that are all over the place. And like, hopefully just being able to actually like see them and spend more time together, or like people coming and staying here for a bit, things like that. Also just like, I don't know. Like my friends literally mean the entire world to me. And I feel like I've never, and my family, like I've never had better, healthier relationships with pretty much everyone in my life. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm just excited to like be around them and like just have fun. Like that's what I'm really looking forward to the most.
Yeah. I think it was like last year was so, it was so different. Like I remember being in LA for a little bit over summer, and it was just so, just, it didn't feel like summer, you know, because everything was kind of closed down. Everyone's just like, it was just different. Yeah. So like this year it's going to be a little better, knowing that like I'll have friends over, I'll have people stay over, and like summer's coming up. Like I'm so excited for like summer clothes. Did you, I'm sure you did, the Juicy and the Forever 21 collab.
I have been sent this so many times on TikTok. I'm dying. I'm like, okay, I need this. I'm so excited. All I'm wearing this summer, I've already decided, dresses and sneakers, which is what I normally wear, or boots. Like I'm a Texan. And then I love the silk set trend. And that and sandals. Like
I actually have on my closet, I have a silk dress I just got for Easter, because I'm like, it's so cute. So what would you say would be your favorite store to shop in, would you say, right now?
Honestly, it's Princess Polly. I feel like it's in Princess Polly for years, because I get like the best dresses from them, and that's like half of my wardrobe. So I feel like it has to be. I get a lot of Revolve too, and like
I'm saying
it because Revolve is so expensive.
Yeah.
But it would be Revolve or Princess Polly.
I love that. And what would your tips be? Because I know you started, you say you started social media in high school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were like, you're OG. Okay. What would be some tips for like bloggers or YouTubers, social media people that are just literally starting out in 2021?
Yeah. I think like it's really easy to look at, you know, like the Emma Chamberlains and the Addison Rays of the world, like, and think that it's just going to be an overnight thing. And that's like less than the 1%. You have to just be consistent. Like
it's the Charli D'Amelio.
Yeah. And like, honestly, a lot of the time slow and steady wins the race. Like
when
you blow up so quickly, you run the risk. Not that any of the girls that we've mentioned are going to do this, but like when you blow up so quickly,
and you're like,
you're like an Alex from Target, and you like fade out pretty quickly. And like, I don't think his intention was ever to like be a social media.
That's such a good reference.
No, but you know what I mean? So I think that like slow and steady wins the race, and don't be discouraged. Like all of my friends, I feel like we've been friends since we started, and we've all grown at relatively like similar paces. And I just think like focus a lot more on, it's like stewarding, right? Like I think steward what you have. So focus more on the actual audience that you have now, rather than like always wanting to like be at the next place.
And
now I feel like my community is like so strong, my followers are like very like dedicated and very strong, but it's because I took the time to build that. And I think that building that relationship with your audience is so much more important than hitting a million subscribers, and like that gets overlooked a lot. So I would just say like be consistent and invest in the people who are investing in you.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, because it's like you don't want to get that following without the community. What's the point? You're not going to make an impact over time.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to be an authentic creator, because you're just like, oh, my numbers are there. And people buy followers. Like you're buying first of all, it's going to go down. You're going to just, people are going to know. Your likes don't follow up. And like, I just recently hit 10K, and I was just like, whoa, I've been working at it since like, I would say Instagram since I was 16, but I didn't take it seriously up until I would say college. So it dramatically grew this year, just because like I was on top of it, consistency, like being faithful to those 5K versus being non-faithful to like the 30K is so much more important. And like you said, engagement, stuff like that. So I think this wraps up this episode, you guys. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. And thank you so much, Kenzie, for coming on and just talking about a lot of just good and deep things that we got into. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Where can we find you, Kenzie?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube at Kenzie Elizabeth. And then my podcast is just I Love You So Much with Kenzie Elizabeth.
Oh, I love that. I'll definitely link all your stuff down below, so you guys can check it out and just click the link. So thank you guys so much for listening. Love you guys. Bye.